Number 147. A Short Tale. It is a great puzzle that so few people have heard the story of the great Indian pygmy, who went from being a puny, pusillanimous youth to a great pundit. Those who know of him talk of his great inner strength and wisdom, and cannot believe that others do not know of his strange life story. It is purported that he was born purblind, with pulmonary problems and an irregular pulse. This oddly pulsating heart was seen as a bad omen in his purlieu, and he was given purgatives and punctured with many needles to try and purge him of his unusual pulsation. He knew that these actions were of well-intentioned purport, so he was punctilious about taking his pungent medicine for its putative good effects. After being poked and prodded for so many years without any change taking hold, he decided that the people trying to purify him were too pushy, and their actions were actually punitive. He knew that he was different, but that difference did not make him impure. He tried violence to keep his enemies away, punching, pummeling, and pulverizing anyone who came near, but still he could not stop them. He allowed putrid, putrescent vegetable pulp to become totally pungent in his room. But even this pullulating pungency could not deter his tormentors. He spoke from a pulpit, using puns, and telling them they would putrefy on a pyre and then get stuck in purgatory if they continued to harass him. They just saw this as another sign of the boy's problems, and pursued him with renewed passion. He purloined a purse and got a purveyor to purvey him with his purchases of pylons and pulleys to build a protective wall, but it did not help. Then one day, while puttering about his room, he realized if he became a pundit, nobody could question his purity, and he would finally have peace. At first, people did not accept that this tiny, unhealthy young man could become a great spiritual leader, but he studied and worked hard every day, learning from ancient Hindu wisdom. Finally, he became the great pundit he had hoped to be. As he'd imagined, people no longer tried to cure him, but instead came to him for cures. One of the things he taught people is that it's not a person's size that matters, or how their heart beats. It is how they use their size and heart to help others.